Washington, this is VOA News. Search efforts to resume Monday for a missing AirAsia jet with 162 people on board. Hundreds of passengers still trapped on burning car ferry off the Greek island of Corfu. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A search operation in the Java Sea for a missing AirAsia plane with 162 passengers and crew aboard is now mostly suspended for the night, with aircraft grounded but larger ships continuing to look. An air search will resume at dawn. The plane lost contact with Indonesian air traffic controllers about 42 minutes into its flight. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, the pilot had asked for an alternate flight route because of weather in the area.
The Director General of Aviation for Indonesia's Transportation Ministry, Joko Admojo, told reporters that the last transmission from a crew member on the Airbus A320 came at 6:12 a.m. local time. He says the pilot stated that he was trying to avoid clouds and was moving left of the intended route and requested permission to climb. 6 minutes later, the plane disappeared from radar. Indonesian authorities say the plane's last known position was between the islands of Belitung and Borneo, not far from the shoreline. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The Italian Coast Guard says at least one person has died while trying to escape a burning car ferry off the Greek island of Corfu. Coast Guard officials say they've recovered the body, which is being transported by Italian rescuers to Italy. Hundreds of passengers are still trapped aboard the vessel as Greek and Italian helicopters try to reach the stricken ferry in a rescue effort hampered by gale force winds and high seas. The fire broke out on the car deck of the Italian-flagged Norman Atlantic while traveling from the western Greek port of Patras to the Italian port of Ancona. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Malaysia are struggling to reach thousands of people affected by that country's worst flooding in three decades to deliver food and medical aid. Five people have been killed and more than 160,000 people displaced by the rising waters that affected at least eight states. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak announced $143 million in aid for the hardest-hit regions. Weather forecasters say the heavy rains will continue for the next few days, spreading to previously unaffected southern states in Malaysia. Snow and ice in the French Alps have stranded 15,000 vehicles, snarling holiday traffic to and from ski resorts. The government is asking drivers to exercise the utmost caution and avoid any travel if possible. One man died when his vehicle slid into a ravine. The United States and NATO formally marked the end of their war in Afghanistan today. But the end of the 13-year-long combat mission leaves a relatively undertrained Afghan National Security Force to fight the deadly Taliban insurgency largely by itself. Ayaz Ghul has details.
A special ceremony was organized at the Kabul headquarters of the coalition Sunday to mark the conclusion of operations by the U.S.-led International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF. Its commander, General John Campbell, rolled up the green and white ISAF flag and unfolded the flag of a new so-called Resolute Support Mission.
Our new Resolute Support Mission reflects NATO's continued investment in Afghanistan's future. Our commitment to Afghanistan endures.
NATO's Resolute Support Mission will consist of around 13,000 mostly American personnel that will continue advising, assisting, and training Afghan national security forces in their fight against the Taliban. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
President Obama said the longest war in American history has made the United States more secure and is coming to a responsible conclusion, but he acknowledged that Afghanistan remains a dangerous place. Almost 3,500 foreign troops were killed, more than 2,200 of them Americans, during the 13 years of fighting. The U.S. invaded the country to overthrow the Taliban regime and attack the al-Qaeda training grounds that spawned the 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. Syria's government says it is willing to meet the country's opposition in Moscow to seek an end to the almost four-year civil war. The foreign ministry says it is ready to participate in a preliminary and consultative meeting in Russia to find a solution to the crisis. However, there are still obstacles. The militant Islamic State group that controls a third of Syria has not been part of any initiative to end the fighting. Other opposition groups are not unified in their response to the prospect of meeting with Syrian officials in Moscow. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.